33. Childhood. Exercises 2 and 3.
The Irene Street corner was made doubly perilous by Mrs. Branthwaite's poppies. Mrs. Branthwaite inhabited the house on the corner. She was a known witch, whom we often persecuted after dark by throwing gravel on her roof. It was widely believed she poisoned cats. Certainly she was a great ringer-up of the police. In retrospect, I can see that she could hardly be blamed for this, but her behaviour seemed at the time like irrational hatred of children. She was a renowned gardener. Her front yard was like the cover of a seed catalogue. Extending her empire, she had flower beds even on her two front strips, one on the Sunbeam Avenue side and the other on the Irene Street side, i.e., on both outside edges of that famous corner. The flower beds held the area's best collection of poppies. She had been known to phone the police if even one of these was illicitly picked. At the time I am talking about, Mrs. Branthwaite's poppies were all in bloom. It was essential to make the turn without hurting a single hair of a poppy's head. Usually, when the poppies were in bloom, nobody dared make the turn. I did, not out of courage, but because in my ponderous cart there was no real danger of going wrong. I should have left it at that, but got ambitious. One Saturday afternoon, when there was a particularly large turnout, I got sick of watching the bull race carts howling to glory down the far side. I organised the slower carts, like my own, into a train. Every cart, except mine, was deprived of its front axle, and loosely bolted to the cart in front. The whole assembly was about a dozen carts long, with a big box cart at the back. I was the only one alone on his cart. Behind me there were two, or even three, to every cart, until you got to the box cart, which was crammed full of little kids, some of them so small that they were holding toy koalas and sucking dummies. From its very first run down the far side, my super cart was a triumph. Even the adults who had been hosing us called their families out to marvel as we went steaming by. On the super cart's next run, there was still more to admire, since even the top-flight ball race riders had demanded to have their vehicles built into it, thereby heightening its tone, swelling its passenger list, and multiplying its already impressive output of decibels. Once again, I should have left well alone. The thing was already famous. It had everything but a dining car. Why did I ever suggest that we should transfer it to the near side and try the Irene Street turn? With so much inertia, the supercart started slowly, but it accelerated like a piano falling out of a window. Long before we reached the turn, I realised that there had been a serious miscalculation. The miscalculation was all mine, of course. It was too late to do anything except pray. Leaning into the turn, I skidded my own cart safely around in the usual way. The next few segments followed me, but with each segment describing an arc of slightly larger radius than the one in front. First gradually, then with stunning finality, the monster lashed its enormous tail. The air was full of flying ball bearings, bits of wood, big kids, little kids, koalas and dummies. Most disastrously of all, it was also full of poppy petals. Not a bloom escaped the scythe. Those of us who could still run scattered to the winds, dragging our wounded with us. The police spent hours visiting all the parents in the district, warning them that the billy cart era was definitely over. It was a police car that took Mrs. Branthwaite away. There was no point waiting for the ambulance. She could walk all right. It was just that she couldn't talk. She stared straight ahead, her mouth slightly open.